Freilich and Purim to everybody, and Shabbat Shalom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this week's Purim edition of the Jewish Experience. What you're hearing is Moshe Bikar live in the background, a very special Purim edition. Purim is almost over, though, and the Shabbos is about to begin. All of us here at the Jewish Experience hope you had a real joyous and fun Purim. But wait, it's not over yet. You want to stay glued to your radio even more than you normally do, because coming up in today's program is the Baby Boomers Megillah, the story of Purim like you've never heard it before. And it will probably never want to hear it like this again. Hi, I'm Hirsch DeLynn, along with Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Moshe Bikar, Chaim Reisner, Dr. Michael Shulman, and special guest Yaakov Guterson. We've come together to inform you, to entertain you, and frankly to get you in the mood to have a great Shabbat or Shabbos experience. And we call our show, as you now know, the Jewish Experience, since, as you'll soon see, we'll bring to you the sounds of Jewish music, recipes of food for your stomach, along with food for your soul, and with some insightful wisdom brought to you from the Torah of Moses right to your radio. And, of course, we'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs, along with current news fresh from Israel National News coming up on the half hour. You know, we need you 1 hour a week every week. This special program is brought to you by Murray Avenue Kosher, southwestern Pennsylvania's destination for everything kosher. And with Passover just around the corner, you wouldn't want to wait till the last minute to get everything you need from Lila Solly and the gang on Murray Avenue in Squirrel Hill. So now let's get right down to it. Mish, rev up those music engines and let's go.
Okay, Hirsch, here we are. I've got my keyboard. Let's get some drums going here and let's rack it up. It's Adar. Mishemi, shemi, 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 Mishenit nasada, mari mari besimcha. Mishenit nasada, mari mari besimcha. Mishem, 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 mishenit nasada. Mishem, 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 mishenit nasada. Mishenit nasada. Hirsch, come on, let's hear you sing. Come on, Hirsch, it's Purim, join in.
Misha, Misha, Sada, Marvin, Marvin, Bissimcha. Misha, Misha, Sada, Marvin, Marvin, Bissimcha. Hakpurim, Hakpurim, Hakadol, Ulayodim, Masimbar, Rashanim, Zmirikudim. Havanarisha, 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 Baharashanim, Hakpurim, Hakpurim, Hakadol, Ayodim, Masilvot, Rashanim, Zemir, Rekodim, Havanarisha, 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 Rashanim, Hakpurim, Hakpurim, Hakadol, Ayodim, Masilvot, Rashanim, Zemir, Rekodim, Havanarisha, Havanarisha. Havanarisha, Barashanim, Hakpurim, Hakpurim, Hakadol Ulayodim, Sefer Barashanim, Zemir Varekudim, Havanarisha, 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 Shatrasha, Shanim, Misha, Misha, Misha Nichnasado, Marvin, 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 Besimcha. Misha, 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 Nichnasado, Marvin, 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 Besimcha. Oh, oh, oh. Come on, Hirsch. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Misha, Nichnasado, oh, Marvin, Besimcha. Misha, 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 Nichnasado, Marvin, 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 Besimcha.
Misha, 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 Nifmasada, Marvin, 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 Bissimha. Oh, Misha, Nifmasada. Oh, Marvin, Bissimha. Oh, Misha, Nifmasada.
Oh,
Marvin Besimcha said, Misha, 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 Nifmasada, Marvin, 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 Marvin Besimcha, Misha, 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 Nifmasada, Marvin, 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 Marvin Besimcha said, Misha, 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 Nifmasada, Marvin, Marvin, Marvin Besimcha, Misha, 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 Nifmasada, Marvin, Marvin, Marvin Besimcha. I said, Misha, 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 Nichnas Adam, Marvin, 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 Besimcha, Misha, 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 Nichnas Adam, Marvin, 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 Besimcha, Misha, Nichnas Adam, Marvin, Besimcha, Misha, Nichnas Adam. Marvin, Besimcha, the hop up and a hop up. Al hanisim v'yal hapurkon v'yal hakvuros v'yal hachuois v'yal hanifloid hasit al avotinu bayamim mahem hazman hazeh. Al hanisim v'yal hapurkon v'yal hakvuros v'yal hachuois v'yal hanifloid shehasit al avotinu bayamim mahem hazman hazeh. Al hanisim v'yal hapurkon Yalak Buros, the Yalak Chuois, the Yalan Thurshe, Asitara Botanu, Miami Mahemas Manase, Alanisim, the Yalak Purkon, the Yalak Buros, the Yalak Chuois, the Yalan Thurshe, Asitara Botanu, Miami Mahemas Manase, Shoshanas Yakos, all of us so mecha. Biroi som yachat chelas Mordechai, Shoshanas Yaakov, Saul of Isomecha. Biroi som yachat chelas Mordechai, Shua som, Shua som, Hayisalon etzach, Shua som, Shua som, Hayisalon etzach, Shua som, Shua som, Hayisalon etzach, Vesikva som, Mechal day vaday, Shua som, Shua som, Hayisalon etzach, Shua som, Shua som. Hey, Salon, it's up, shoo, some, shoo, some. Hey, Salon, it's up, the next up, let's call a fishing bar. Leho, leho, dia, leho, 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 leho,
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Moshe Pekar live in the studios of WEDO Radio. Wouldn't you like to be here? You can't because it's almost all over and Purim is all over. But while it's here, I hope you're having a great time with us on the Jewish Experience. And now it's time for the Parsha of the Week, a very special Purim Parsha of the Week. Here's Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
Thank you, Hirsch, and a Freilichim Purim to everyone. We read in the Megillas Esther that every day Mordechai went to the courtyard of the king to know the welfare of Esther. The Medrash tells us that Hashem said to Mordechai, "You seek out the welfare of one soul of my people. The end will be that you will seek out the welfare of our entire nation." An intriguing question can be asked. What did Mordechai do? He did something, in reality, that was not earth-shattering, something that anyone would probably be willing to do for a friend or a family member. Yet Hashem tells us that in this merit, he will end up being an integral part in the salvation of the entire nation. The explanation is the following. We think that in order to help in the redemption of Klal Yisrael, the entire nation, we have to reach great heights. We have to perform heroic feats, which will amaze everyone, and then we will merit to be involved with redeeming Klal Yisrael. From this we learn, however, that it is not so. Just one maisa, one deed, that a person does wholeheartedly and completely gives one the power to merit great things. Oftentimes, in life, we don't realize how our daily actions have an impact. A visit to someone who is not well, a coin to charity, a cheerful good morning to someone going through a hard time, learning one sentence from the Torah, these are all acts that could be deemed minor. However, their impact is major. We are all familiar with the custom of making noise when the name of Haman is read during the Megillah. It is a time-honored tradition that helps us to remember our hope and desire that the wicked are blotted out. In Istanbul, a couple of hundred years ago, there was an officer who knew about this custom and decreed that making noise when the name of Haman was mentioned would be strictly prohibited. Anyone caught making any noise whatsoever would be severely punished. The people gathered in the synagogue were actually sad when it came to read the Megillah. Although using the grugger during the reading of the Megillah is a relatively minor thing, we have always cherished each and every custom. Guards were stationed outside the synagogue to ensure that the decree was not violated. As the reading of the Megillah was about to begin, the doors suddenly opened, and in walked an elderly man with a long white beard and a very holy countenance. He locked the doors of the shul behind him and sat down. As soon as the first Haman was sounded, he began to make a tremendous amount of noise, stamping his feet, shouting, and banging on the bench. The people pleaded and begged him not to do this. They explained that not only was he jeopardizing his own life, he was endangering everyone else's life as well. The elderly man merely smiled and continued to bang for every Haman. The guards tried to enter, but found the heavy doors locked. At the end of the night, word had reached the ruler of Istanbul. Instead of being upset with the Jewish people, he was greatly angered at the officer who had issued the decree. He felt that the officer who would issue such an order on his own, without consulting with his superior, was probably someone who wanted to rebel and overthrow the government. As punishment, it was immediately decreed that the officer should be hanged from gallows erected in the public square right outside the synagogue doors. This story was told to us in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe.
Thanks, Rabbi Goldwasser. Now a message from one of our sponsors, you know, in fact, the sponsor of the program today, which is Murray Avenue Kosher, located on Murray Avenue across from Giant Eagle and Squirrel Hill. And they want to remind you that placing orders for Shmura Matzah is now the time to do it. I mean, Passover is not that far away, and you want to get those orders in for Shmura Matzah now. So you want to call Lila at 412-421-1015. Let her know how much Shmura Matzah you need for Passover, because, you know, they have a certain quantity that they get in, and once they're out, they're out. And there's nothing like having Shmura Matzah at the Passover Seder. You want to have the best. You want to have that guarded matzah. So give her a call at 412-421-1015 and tell her how much Shmura Matzah you need, and I'm sure she'll take care of you right away.
Okay, Hirsch, I'm going to need you in for this one.
Hey, I'm right here with you, babe.
Are you with me?
I'm right getting into
it. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go like this. Achashverosh. Can you do that?
I don't know.
Okay, keep that going. Very good. Keep that going.
All right, babe.
Let's go save the Jews. Oh, Mordechai, let's go save the Jews. Oh, Esther, let's go save the Jews. And again.
All right.
And out. And let's go save the Jews. Oh, Mordechai, let's go save the Jews. Oh, Esther, let's go save the Jews. Achashverosh, Achashverosh. Oh, let's go save the Jews. Oh, Esther, let's go save the Jews. Oh, Mordechai, let's go save the Jews. Achashverosh, Achashverosh.
Oh,
let's go save the Jews. Oh, Mordechai, let's go save the Jews. Oh, Esther, let's go save the Jews. Where's this going, Moish? I don't know. Let's go save the Jews. I'm just having fun here.
All right, let's do it.
The Jews. Oh, Mordechai, let's go save the Jews. Achashverosh, Achashverosh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, go save the Jews. Oh, Esther, let's go save the Jews. Oh, Mordechai, let's go save the Jews.
Achashverosh, Achashverosh.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moshe Bakar. Moshe Bakar Live. WEDO, AM 81.
What a yesh.
Beautiful. You got it, babe. If you enjoyed that, let's take it right now from here right over to the land of Israel. It's time now for Israel National News.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is to meet with opposition Knesset factions over the next few days as fears mount that the Knesset will not pass the 2005 budget. If the budget is not approved by March 31st, the government must call new elections. The Sharon government has given up on persuading Shas to support the budget because of spending on social concerns. She knew he is adamant to vote against the budget because of a special allocation to Haredi ultra-Orthodox education ahead of a meeting between Sharon and party leader Yosef Lapid Saturday night. Arab members of Knesset refused to support the budget unless the government agrees to write off Arab tax debts. Sharon aides to meet with Arab factions next week. A meeting is scheduled Sunday between Sharon and Yachad Meretz leader Yossi Beilin. Five of the six members of Knesset in Beilin's faction have said they will support the budget and keep the government in power in order to prevent a delay in implementing the disengagement plan. Prime Minister Sharon's budget problems are not just domestic. Jerusalem Bureau Chief Aaron Klein of WorldNetDaily.com says the use of American funds to aid the uprooting of the Jews from Gaza and the Jenin area may violate U.S. policy on using foreign aid to abuse human rights.
Now, we talked to various law professionals here in Israel and in America, and they told us that the Gaza disengagement, the withdrawal of Jewish homes from Gaza and the West Bank, absolutely violates civil liberties and is a major humanitarian issue, a glaring humanitarian issue.
Klein, speaking on Israel National Radio's Tovia Singer show, says certain Israeli and American lawmakers will take issue with disengagement funding because of this.
I don't want to name names, but there are certain senators and congressmen who are very likely going to come out in the next week or so and say that the Gaza withdrawal is a human rights violation. And it could be a major issue if Israel uses foreign aid or weapons in carrying this out. So this could turn into a pretty controversial thing.
Israel is preparing an appeal to the United States for more than $500 million to cover ballooning costs for disengagement. The money will not be used for compensating residents forced to leave their homes, but failure to secure American aid will force a large cut in the 2006 budget, according to the finance ministry. Government officials say that the total cost of dismantling the 25 affected Jewish communities and withdrawing soldiers has risen 40% over the original estimate. The new figure is 7 billion shekels, or $1.6 billion. American Ambassador Don Kurtzer has told Israeli officials that terror will increase and that the government will fall following the disengagement plan, according to the Hebrew newspaper Yediot Ahronot. The report claims that the diplomat spoke informally. Kurtzer has not reacted. He has also reportedly said that there is no understanding between Israel and the United States concerning expansion of Maale Adumim east of Jerusalem. According to the newspaper, the misunderstanding occurred because of different interpretations of the word understanding, which was used in conversations between the two governments. Kurtzer has revealed that he encountered deep anti-Semitism in Egypt when he served as ambassador in Cairo. Kurtzer observes Jewish dietary laws and said the Egyptian media regarded that as a form of voodoo. Anti-Semitism in Egypt is deeply rooted, Kurtzer said, in an off-the-record conversation reported in Israeli media Friday morning. He said he was unsuccessful in changing attitudes after he spoke with the Egyptian government concerning anti-Semitism in the media. Shabbat is Tetvav, or the 15th of the second Adar on the Jewish calendar, and Purim, or Feast of Esther observances that most Jews celebrate Friday, are spread out over Friday, Shabbat, and Sunday in Jerusalem. Shabbat seeing the addition of a prayer in the synagogue service and grace after meals, thanking God for his miracles, as well as special Bible readings for the day. Jerusalemites might make their Sabbath meals extra festive, but on Sunday there is supposed to be a festive Purim meal, and people are supposed to give to the poor and exchange Purim food packages. A number of Israel National Radio hosts have prepared special Purim programming for your pleasure on the internet at IsraelNationalRadio.com. The forecast from the Israel National Radio Weather Center, clear to partly cloudy and warmer Friday and Shabbat, no significant change on Sunday, followed by a significant rise in temperature on Monday. In Jerusalem on Friday, 16 degrees centigrade, 61 Fahrenheit. Ernie Singer, Israel National Radio.
And now it's time for your mazel tovs and community announcements. Dr. and Mrs. Tzvi and Rivka Sachs on the bar mitzvah of their son Yossi. And my son, Yaakov Shimon Delin, who started putting on tefillin this week. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Lenny and Arilla Plotkin on the ufra for their son Morris. Gloria Muscat on the birth of a grandson to Chaim and Rivki Muscat. Dr. Hirsch and Trudy Wax on their 50th wedding anniversary. Dr. Lyon and Ruth Mandelkorn on the engagement of a granddaughter. Elliot and Esther Falk on their son and daughter-in-law David and Michelle Falk on being honored by the young Israel of East Brunswick, New Jersey. Murray and Elvira Pfeffer on their son-in-law Tzvi Petros attaining the position of Rebbe in Lakewood East Yeshiva in Jerusalem. Milton Eisner on his special 75th birthday. Melita and Les Chodik and Mitzi and Merle Levine on the marriage of their children Debbie Gross and David Levine. And Jeanette Joseph on the marriage of her grandson. And some events this week. The Breakfast Club, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings at Hillel Academy. Little davening, breakfast, and some great learning. Call the Carlo for more information, 412-420-0220. And the Messiah Mystery, taught by Rabbi Yisrael Altine, for 8 Wednesdays, starting May 11th, 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center. For more information, call 412-422-7300, extension 269. The same series is offered in Fox Chapel and the South Hills. Call the same number, 412-422-7300, for more information. And finally, a world premiere, Sunday, April 3rd and April 10th, at Southside Works. Director Amy Guterson has produced a film that weaves a warm fable based on the stories of her own grandmother. Young Rachel finds ingenious ways to help her family during the Depression. Shot entirely in Pittsburgh using some of the city's best actors. If you want more information, call 412-992-5203. That's 412-992-5203. And now it's time to stand by. It's what the time you've all been waiting for. It's the Baby Boomers Megillah coming up right after these messages. If you or your organization would like to have your mazel tovs on our program, please call 412-979-5770 or email the Jewish Experience at Verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. Don't forget, this week, Shabbos Tzav, candlelighting time is 6:19 p.m. And just want to remind everybody, our sponsor this week is Murray Avenue Kosher. Murray Avenue Kosher on Murray Avenue, right across from Giant Eagle, where it's time to get your shmura matzah for Passover and also all your other Passover supplies. Don't forget to visit with Lila and also go back to the deli if you need any sandwiches. That's before Passover, by sandwiches before Passover. You can see AJ and Jumbo at the deli counter in the back, and they'll be glad to take care of you. And now it's the time you've all been waiting for. It's time for the Baby Boomers Megillah.
Come gather around, Yidden, wherever you are, to hear the tale of Mordechai and Esther, a tale that is told both near and far, about a time the Jews were in danger. So listen close, wherever you are, 'cause the Megillah is unrolling.
In the days of Ahasuerus, king of the world at that time, he made a big feast for all his kingdom, and the Jews came to the feast to party hardy. During the feast, the king called for his queen Vashti, who was busy with her own big party, to come and show off her beauty to the other men. But Vashti wouldn't come, and the king was too drunk to notice.
Vashti won't come, and I don't care. Vashti won't come, and I don't care. Vashti won't come, and I don't care.
But his officers did notice, and one of them later would be known as the evil Haman.
Bad Haman, big bad Haman.
Told the king he has to kill Vashti. So in his stupor, he had her killed so the others would not disobey the king. So the king searched the whole kingdom for a new queen. The search lasted for 4 years.
I searched the world over, and I thought I found true love, but you found another, and you was gone.
Now the beautiful Esther, daughter of Mordechai, the righteous one, the leader of the Jews, stayed inside for all that time, so she wouldn't be picked by the king's officers. But finally, she got house fever and had to get out for a while. As soon as she did, the king's officers saw her.
There she goes, just a-walking down the street, singing do-a-di-di-di-dum-di-di-day.
And they took her back with them to the king's palace. All the other women wanted the king to choose them.
Choose me, choose me. Take your scepter out and say you'll choose me, choose me.
But not Esther. She did not want all this royal stuff. She just wanted to go home and have Shabbos with her family. Besides, it was tough getting kosher food in the palace, but she was chosen anyway.
I want to be free, like my fellow Yidden before me.
Meanwhile, the king, after receiving some serious campaign donations from one of his officers by the name of Haman,
Bad Haman, Big Bad Haman,
promoted him to be his right-hand man. And Haman wanted everyone to bow down to him, since he was such a big macher. Everyone except Mordecai, Queen Esther's uncle, did so.
When you're alone and all the people are bowing, you can really fell. Bow down.
Well, Haman was so mad about this, that Jew Mordecai won't bow down to me, that he decided to kill all the Jews.
Look at all the hate there is out there smoking, and look at all the people with all the knives they're toting. You can leave here looking for more space, but when you return, it's the same old place. I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
So Haman has to now convince the king to agree with his plan. So he tells him what the king wants to hear.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear.
Now the king agrees after listening to Haman lie to him about all the things the Jews are doing in his kingdom, and especially when Haman greases his palm with some more money.
I want to hold your ring. I want to hold your signet ring. I want to hold your ring.
And letters were sent out throughout the kingdom, far and wide, to tell everyone that on the day chosen by Lot, or Pur, which is the name where Purim comes from, everyone should kill all the Jews they can find. And some of the Jews got the letter by mistake and said,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, and no such phone.
So Mordecai, the leader of the Jews in Shushan, finds out about Haman's evil plan to kill all the Jews, and he cries out,
war! Good God, y'all!
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing!
Say it again!
War!
Whoa, 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 what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing!
Mordecai then sends a message to Queen Esther to tell her of this evil plan set by Haman. Esther tells Mordecai that she just can't go to the king until she's summoned. She could get herself killed. Mordecai reminds her that for this very reason, she was chosen to be the queen. He says,
imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God they love and hold them tight. So happy together.
After Esther heard that song, she was prepared to risk her life, only that Mordecai should stop singing. She asked the Jews to fast for her for 3 days and nights and says,
ain't no river wide enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no mountain high enough to keep me from getting to the king, babe.
Well, the king was actually happy to see Esther and raised his scepter and said to Esther,
what you want?
Baby, I got it.
What you need?
You know I got it.
All I need
is a little respect from you, just a little bit.
Come on, baby, just a little bit.
So Esther requests that the king and Haman join her at a party which she's throwing.
It's my party and I'll invite who I want to. Invite who I want to. Invite who I want to. You would come too if I invited you. Do, 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 do.
Well, as the story goes, the king couldn't sleep that night, and he asked for a book of remembrance and discovered that Mordecai, who had saved his life earlier, was never honored for what he did. Just then, Haman shows up. The king says to him, what should the king do for whom he wants to honor? Well, Haman thought the king was talking about him, so he said, dress him in the finest clothing, and put him on the king's horse and parade him through the city.
You're so vain. You probably think this whole thing's about you. You're so vain, so vain. You probably think this whole thing's about you. Don't you, don't you?
So the king says, get Mordecai the Jew and parade him through the city with all the finery you suggested.
76 trombones led the big parade. 110 cornets were right behind.
After the parade, Mordecai returned to his post, and Haman runs home to his wife.
Let me tell you, my wife, she can't even boil water. Let me tell you, my wife.
His wife tells him his fortunes are about to fall. And Haman is wondering if she's been listening to his mother-in-law too much.
Mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law.
Do-do-do-do-do-do, the worst person I know.
Mother-in-law, mother-in-law,
she worries me so.
Mother-in-law, mother-in-law,
if she leave us alone, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below.
Mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law.
Just then Haman is whisked off to the party with the king and Esther, and the king asks her again, what you want?
Maybe I got it.
What you need?
You know I got it.
All I need is a little respect from you, just a little bit.
Come on, baby, just a little bit.
Just then Esther reveals that she and her people had been marked for slaughter by the evil Haman.
Bad Haman. Big bad Haman.
And the king says, who's in the evil plan? Haman. 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 Who's in the evil plan?
Haman.
Haman. Haman. Haman. Haman. Haman. Haman. So Haman says,
oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Ooh, pretending that I'm doing well. Ooh, my need is such, I pretend too much. I'm evil, but no one can tell. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I was hoping to wear your crown. Now it appears I won't be around.
So the king has him hanged and gives his entire possessions to Esther. New letters going out telling the Jews that should anyone come after them on the 13th of Adar, that they should defend themselves. And Mordecai was made prime minister instead of Haman.
Who's in the palace?
Mort, 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 Mort. Who's in the palace?
Mort, 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 Mort.
So on the 14th and the 15th of the Jewish month of Adar was designated to be a joyous holiday for all time, where gifts are exchanged and banquets are served, and the story of Purim is read, and money is given to the poor.
Joy to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Say it again.
Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Once upon a time in ancient Egypt, Moses asked that all the Jews go free. But King Pharaoh and his army were so stubborn, they ended up beneath the churning seas. Those were the days, my son, when we were number one. We had no fear, for Torah led the way. But friends, do not despair, Moshiach almost here, and we'll be number one again someday. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Liolam Vaed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlo Le'olam Va'ed. The Philistines were arrogant and mighty, and they wouldn't leave the Jews alone. But King Samson wouldn't tolerate such chutzpah. He hung there with a hail of falling stones. Those were the days, my son, when we were number one. We had no fear, for Torah led the way. But friends, do not despair, Moshiach's almost here, and we'll be number one again someday. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed. Haman, let's go. Ooh, Haman. Ooh. Now, Haman was a big shot. That's it. Haman.
Ooh.
Now, Haman was a big shot down in Persia. He had a wicked plan, but he forgot that Mordechai and Esther had connections. They hung him until his bones began to rot. Oh, what an ugly sight. Those were the days, my son, when we were number one. We had no fear, for Torah led the way. But friends, do not despair, Mashiach's almost here, and we'll be number one again someday. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed.
There you go, Moshe Bakar live here at WEDO AM 81. And now our one of our other sponsors who have been with the program for a while, it's time to talk about Burton Hirsch Funeral Home. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time. And it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association, and they work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Deborah Price, the funeral home supervisor, who was born and raised in Pittsburgh and specifically chose to return here so she can serve the community she grew up in. Did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. That's Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish experience. 412-521-2600.
People and nations are striving to create a world of goodness and kindness. A blueprint exists for a better world. Thousands of years ago, the human race was given a plan for a quality life. There are seven universal laws to follow, known as the laws of Noah. These universal truths include: believe in God, honor God, do not murder, do not commit adultery or incest, do not steal, avoid cruelty to animals, establish courts of justice. Many cultures, one vision.
And I hope you have your pencil and paper ready, because it's time for Chaim Reisner of Chaim's KosherKitchen.com. And Chaim just doesn't whip up good meals in the kitchen. He also does some great chair restorations there on Murray Avenue. So take it away, Chaim.
Thanks, Hirsch. This week will be a doubleheader. Purim, leading right into Shabbos. And you know, on Purim, we like to eat things that are round or folded and stuffed where the stuffing is concealed. So today, we're going to prepare wontons for our chicken soup, You need a half a pound of ground veal, a slice of ginger root peeled, one scallion, one tablespoon of water, one tablespoon of soy sauce, one tablespoon of toasted sesame seed oil, and one clove of garlic smashed. Combine all the ingredients together and refrigerate. Using your store-bought wonton wrappers, follow the directions, boil, and you have wonderful wontons for a meal. First, the second dish is going to be stuffed cabbage made with kasha. 1 3- to 4-pound cabbage, leaves removed, placed in a plastic bag and frozen. Save the core. 1 Spanish onion finely chopped, 3 cloves of garlic finely chopped, 2 cups of kasha, boiled according to the recipe on the box, 4 eggs beaten, 1 cup of uncooked rice, 1/4 cup of oil, 1 tablespoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 3 cups of breadcrumbs softened with water. Mix all together, place in the refrigerator, and chill. To roll the cabbage leaves, defrost the leaves, place a handful of filling on each leaf, turn in the ends, roll, and set all of the rolls aside. For the sauce, you need 1 32-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, 1 can of water, 1/2 cup of flour, a Spanish onion sliced, 1 teaspoon of ginger and 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of lemon juice, and 1/4 cup of oil. Using a large pot, saute the onion, the ginger, the cumin, salt, and pepper in the oil for 3 minutes. Add your flour, stir well for 1 minute, and then add the tomatoes and the water. When it thickens, add to that all of the other ingredients and place the rolls on the top. Bring to a rolling boil, then down to simmer and simmer for 1 hour. And guess what, Hirsch? You made it. Have a great, happy Purim and a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
Thanks, Chaim. If you'd like more information about the recipes that Chaim just talked about, you can visit his website at chaimskosherkitchen.com. And don't forget to thank our sponsors this week, Murray Avenue Kosher on Murray Avenue across from Giant Eagle. Stop on in to pick up and order your shmurah matzah and all your Passover needs, and remember to say that you heard about them on the Jewish Experience. And now, Moish, take it away.
Yehudim lehudim, hoi soira, v'simcha v'sasayn bikor. 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 בארץ האשור, ואנו דרכים בארץ מצרים, ובאו באותים, היא ארץ האשור, ואנו דרכים בארץ מצרים, והשתחוו לשם, ביער הקודש, והשתחוו לשם, ביער הקודש, השתחוו לשם, ביער הקודש, השתחוו לשם, ביער הקודש, בירושלים, ירושלים. Mirushalayim, 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 Mirushalayim. Uba, uba, avdim, be'eretz ashur, ve'anidachim mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Ubah ubah dim be'eretz ashur ve'anidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim ve'ishtachavu l'Hashem be'ar kodesh ve'ishtachavu l'Hashem
Yara Kodesh, Veishtachavu Lashem, Yara Kodesh, Veishtachavu Lashem, Yara Kodesh, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Shana 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 Yerushalayim, Abba Yah, Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Shana Shana Yerushalayim, Abba Yah, Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Abba Yah. Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Avenuyah. Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Avenuyah. Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Avenuyah. Ta 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 Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Hallelujah. Shana Abba, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Abenu yo, happy Purim! Thank you, thank you. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
thank you, Moshe. Moshe Bakar, live.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
That's a wrap. And I hope you've really enjoyed our special Purim edition of the Jewish Experience. And now to take us home is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser with another classic story. Rabbi?
Thank you, Hirsch. The Rebbe of Lublin would sit down every evening to have his evening meal. Before partaking of his meal, he would sit and thank Hashem for giving him his food. This disturbed the Rebbe's attendant, who was the one who prepared the meal. He wondered why the Rebbe spent time thanking Hashem when it was he, the attendant, who was the one who prepared the meal. He decided that he would teach the Rebbe a lesson. The next night, when the Rebbe would sit down, ready to have his meal, he would not bring him anything to eat. This will show the Rebbe that he was the one who was in charge of bringing the Rebbe his food. The following morning, a man came to the Rebbe's door. The Rebbe ushered him in and asked him what his need was. The man said that his wife was very sick, and he requested the Rebbe to pray for his wife. The Rebbe readily agreed and told the man that Mirtza Hashem, he will hear good news. Towards evening, the Rebbe of Lublin sat down to have his meal. The attendant was watching closely. All of a sudden, right when the Rebbe was calling for his food, there was a knock on the door. The man who had come earlier that day to ask the Rebbe to pray for his wife was back. "Rebbe, how can I thank you?" the man said. "My wife is on the way to having a full recovery. As a small token of our appreciation, please accept the meal that we have prepared for you." The Rebbe sat down to have dinner as usual, and the attendant now saw that truly Hashem provides for each and every individual, and the attendant was only the Hashem's vehicle through which the Rebbe's food was brought. This has been Rabbi Meir Goldwasser wishing you all a guten Shabbos and a very freilichen Purim.
So it comes to the end of another Jewish Experience radio program. We hope you really enjoyed this very, very special program, especially the Baby Boomers Megillah. Please write us at jewishexperience@verizon.net and let us know your comments. We did spend a lot of time bringing the show to you tonight with our special board operator, Ron, which really did a great job for us also. So we just want to say thanks to him as well. And as we leave you, just a couple of reminders. The Breakfast Club, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings at Hillel Academy. Call the Kolo for more information, 412-420-0220. And the Messiah Mystery, taught by Rabbi Yisrael Altein, beginning May 11th. At the Jewish Community Center, for more information, you can call 412-422-7300, extension 269. Same series is offered in Fox Chapel in the South Hills. And we want to thank our very special sponsor, the Murray Avenue Kosher, for sponsoring the special edition of the Purim Show. And just to remind you to place your orders for Shmura Matzah by next week. And make sure that they have them as early as you can. And they'll be brimming with Passover merchandise, although the deli will not be ready for Passover until April 10th. Finally, the world premiere of Becoming Rachel by director Amy Gooderson is going to premiere Sunday, April 3rd and April 10th at the Southside Works. And as a final reminder, candlelighting time for Shabbat Sav will be at 6:19 p.m. If your organization would like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, please call us at 412-979-5770, or you can email the Jewish Experience at Verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. So on behalf of Mayor Goldwasser, Moshe Bakar, and Chaim Reisner, and myself, I'm Hirsch DeLynn. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat, and hope you had a great Purim. See you next week.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shut up!